fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 18th day of February, 2006. We had a little technical difficulties. I apologize for that, and we're working on it. Anyway, welcome to the show. This is the John Moore Show, and we talk about preparedness. There was a management decision a couple of months ago to group the preparedness shows, or several of them, together on a Sunday afternoon. We just had a couple of gentlemen talking about preparedness before me, and I think it was a good decision on the part of management to do so and lump these preparedness shows together. There is a certain amount of logic to that. We're having wintertime here in the mountains of the Ozarks, the first winter of any consequence in probably, oh, maybe 10 years or so. Not much precipitation. In fact, almost none down here where I am, but some serious cold weather that just goes on and on and on, and we finally got a break from it today with some temperatures in the mid to high 30s, and we're going to have some temperatures, I think, in the 40s and 50s here in the next couple of days, and everybody's ready for that. First break coming up, the call-in number is 800-313-9443.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 18th of February, 2007, and welcome back. It's been a good week for me. I hope it was a good week for you folks out there, and I hope you're keeping in mind your fundamentals of preparedness. It always comes down to fundamentals, quite frankly. It's real easy, especially when a group of men get together and start getting carried away with the latest Star Wars technology that you think will be the key to survival. It's the little things, however, that get you, little things that get overlooked that will get you. I always remember, it was 40 years ago this month, I was still in basic training. I was told by my drill sergeant to pay attention to detail. And the Army had all kinds of ways to enforce that and reinforce it in your brain to pay attention to detail. And it stood me in good stead to pay attention to detail in everything I do, work-related, home-related, and so forth. And it would do you well to pay attention to detail also. It's those little details that will get you if you don't pay attention to them. Let's talk a little bit about maintenance of your tools and equipment. If your tools aren't clean and sharpened and properly maintained, they won't be ready to perform or won't perform at all. properly when you need them. I recall reading a book written by one of my heroes, Carlos Hathcock. Carlos was a Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam, had the most confirmed kills of any Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam, or Army as far as that goes. This man would go out on a three-day operation, and he'd come back. He's had little sleep. He's dehydrated, hasn't had any proper nourishment, hasn't had a shower, hot or cold, for 3 days. And what does he do when he gets back to his base camp? He cleans his rifle and cleans his equipment first before he gets a hot shower, gets a good meal, and goes to bed. Well, that truly impressed me, the way this man took care of his equipment, because he knew that at any moment, even at a base camp, he might have to rely on that equipment to save his life and the lives of his comrades. So the first thing he did when he came back from an operation was to clean his equipment before he took care of himself. That was Carlos Hathcock. Now, we'd all be well advised to pay heed to what Carlos was doing 40 years ago in Vietnam and apply it to our lives now. I've gone out on hundreds of operations, both military and civilian, and I always take care of my equipment to the best of my ability, make sure it's clean, maintained, functional, do a function test, and then it's ready to go for the next operation. Very important. And it's very gratifying and satisfying to know that your equipment is properly cleaned and maintained and cared for and functional and ready to go, sitting there waiting for you. That's very, some peace of mind, I should say. It is absolutely peace of mind to know that that's the case. Many of us do so with our motor vehicles. Motor vehicles are quite expensive. And we all know, especially those of us who have been around a few years, the consequences of lack of maintenance, improper maintenance. The consequences are twofold. First of all, you don't have transportation that you depend on. Second of all, it's very expensive to play catch-up for the consequences of lack of maintenance for a motor vehicle. Very expensive. As opposed to changing oil at every 2,500 miles and so forth. Well, be sure you do those things. Freeze-dried guy is still running his special from last month. He's had so much success and so many orders. And it would really be helpful for me if you mentioned you heard about the special on the John Moore Show when you call him up or do an order on the Internet. Nice package. It's compact. You could have this in the trunk of your car. I never know it's there. 13 cups of Mountain Stew, 11 cups of Stroganoff, 11 cups of fruit cocktail, 40 cups of potato granules, 28 cups of applesauce, plus 29 tablespoons of butter. Nice little package, 5 inches by 8 inches by 12 inches, 6 2.5 size cans. All that's a lot of food. 103 cup servings, not counting the butter. $62, which includes the shipping. Now, how can you do this? You shop around. You check out what high-quality freeze-dried food goes for. And you might ask, how can he do this? Well, he buys in massive quantities. He's got loading docks that 18-wheel semis can back up to for loading and unloading purposes. The federal government buys freeze-dried food from freeze-dried guy. That should tell you something right there. So shop around. Check out the competition. See what they got. See what it costs. And then after you're done, you'll find Freeze-Dried Guy to have the best product. He's got a website, of course, freezedryguy.com. And he's got a toll-free number. It's 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Talking to a friend about possible security operations coming up that he might want to get involved in. I might want to get involved in. There's always a lot going on. private security has become a massive multi-billion dollar business. When we get into these discussions about possible future operations, we always tend to gravitate towards the logistics of this, and food and medical supplies, ammunition, shelter. He and I have done these kind of operations multiple times, and we know that the key to success is two things for men who are experienced like us. We don't need any more training, although we'll get more training as it becomes available. Key to success is having good communications and good logistics. That's the key to success. If you've got both, and you've got good people, and I won't work with good people unless I know them and I trust them and understand that we have a meeting of the minds in terms of being compatible. You got good people that are trained, and you've got good communications, and you got logistics that you can depend on, then you're probably going to have a successful mission, whether it's short-term for 24 hours, 2 or 3 days, or long-term going on for months. That's the key to success, as I just described. Now, when it comes to long-term survival on a ranch or a farm, your logistics are going to be pretty much what you brought with you. The more severe the crisis, the more that's going to be the case. You can't stock everything. Well, I had a temporary job in the Army, lasted, well, I think, 30 days, maybe a little bit longer, 40 days, taking care of logistics for the paperwork involving all parts for all the aircraft and all the tanks at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Now, these were the days before computers. We had microfilm. That was a big help. We also had literally tens of thousands of 3x5 index cards, literally tens of thousands. And it was quite common to see a M60 tank, we didn't have the M1 Abrams at the time, to see an M60 tank deadline and not functional because of a 5-cent washer, a 5-cent gasket, or a 50-cent gasket, that it needed and could not function without that. All these military vehicles and weapon systems are highly sophisticated, and you're not going to run down to your nearest auto parts store and pick up parts for these highly sophisticated weapon systems. It's just not going to happen. And it was quite common. We saw it all the time, that these very expensive, very complex weapon systems would not be functional for lack of a rather simple, rather inexpensive spare part. The same thing applies and translates to a farm or a ranch. You could have the best Kubota out there, and for lack of a very specific and very necessary part, the Kubota just becomes a yard ornament. That translates into all kinds of other pieces of equipment and gear, motor vehicles, trucks, automobiles, chainsaws, power tools. For lack of a spare part, you're down and not working. You can't stock all the spare parts. Now, the book that I like, which is out of print, I don't know if the author, James Wesley Rawls, has come up with a new edition yet, Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse. The author deals with that, and his fictional characters deal with it, at least for motor vehicles. They standardize on mid to late 1960s Ford automobiles and trucks and Scouts and so forth because of the parts compatibility and interchangeability. And when the book was written 10, 15 years ago, that was a lot more doable than it is now. However, you can still do it. Another break. Call in number is 800-313-9443. afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take just a moment to talk now about PulseTech products. I've been using these products myself for 10-plus years, and this is a way to help your lead-acid batteries last probably twice as long. That's the kind of success I've had, plus maintain a full charge if you get one of the devices to do that. They have a number of devices. These things really work. The U.S. Army uses them on their M1 Abrams tanks. Now, that tells me a lot right there. It should tell you a lot. Give Roger Brown a call at 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. His website is kmt-usa.com, kilomiketango-usa.com. You'll be glad you did. Give Roger a call. And these devices, these PowerPulse devices, will help you increase the life of your lead-acid batteries tremendously. Thank you.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 18th of February, 2007. Welcome back to the show. The last spot was about energy, so I guess this would be a good time to talk about energy a little bit, electricity in particular. If you want to have all the electricity that you want with no compromise, if you want to have electricity that you can depend on and not be vulnerable to the first serious hailstorm that comes along and wipes out your $25,000 worth of solar panels, what you need is steam engines and steam power. You got something that'll burn. For most of us, it's going to be firewood. I had one of our listeners called up and told me about his parents had a natural gas well on their property in Tennessee. Those are out there. They're not very many of them, but they're out there. You got wood or coal, dried out cow chips, old textbooks, old government books. Anything that'll burn, you can fire up your boiler and you can have steam, and that steam can make electricity. My webmaster has finally, as of about 2 weeks ago, got all the steam engine information and lovely photographs up on my website, thelibertyman.com. You can check it out for yourself. I got a link to Mike Brown's website. If you want to get an education, you can order Mike Brown's books and tapes, and you can find out everything you need to know about generating steam to make electricity, or pump water, or running wood lathe, or whatever you need to do, run a motor launch for Mike Brown. I'm not selling books and tapes for steam. That's Mike Brown's situation there. But I am selling Mike Brown's steam engines at a 10% discount. That's my agreement with Mike to try to get some steam engines out the door. Now, it's not like Walmart or Home Depot or Lowe's. We don't have hundreds and hundreds of these engines sitting around waiting to be sold. This is a small operation. There's no place else to go. If you want steam power suitable for the farm and the ranch, Mike Brown's the only place to go unless you buy an antique. It could be we got a small inventory, depending on the engine you want, maybe 6 or 8 or 10, depending on the engine, or they may be sold out, once again, depending on what engine you want. Most people are going to want the 3 horsepower. The 20 horsepower is certainly no compromise of all the horsepower you need to run as much electricity as you want, probably for a couple of homes. Got a plant that has about 5,500 square feet and 10 or 12 craftsmen, skilled craftsmen that build these engines. And that's it. If what you want is not in inventory and in stock, there might be a 3-month wait while they're being fabricated. That's just the nature of the beast, ladies and gentlemen. Just the nature of the beast. Steam is reliable. Steam is simple. It's 200-year-old technology that was perfected about 80 years ago or so. And it really works. A 3-horsepower steam engine is about the size of a bread box. If you're old enough to know, remember what a bread box is, or the size of a compact desktop copy machine. These things are small. The 20-horsepower is not all that much bigger, quite frankly. Two really big cylinders look like two cylinders out of a truck or something. Now, the boilers are about the size of a water heater that you would have in your home, about the size of a 40-gallon water heater. That's it. All you need to do is put the water in the boiler, fire it up. Next thing you know, you're making steam, and that wheel's cranking, and you can be making electricity. Pretty neat. You want to live like a modern person is used to living with no compromise. I think you need to look at this. Otherwise, you'll be living like Davy Crockett or like Little House on the Prairie, which if you've grown up that way, it's no big deal. But if you haven't, if you're used to hot showers and the other conveniences of modern life, it's going to be a very dramatic and drastic change in lifestyle, to say the least. And it won't be fun. But not for most people. It won't be fun. I was visiting a friend last week, and he was talking about he needed some new cookware, and it turned out he had several pieces of cast iron cookware on his deck sitting there rusting. And his name's Bob, and I said, Bob, you already got the best there is. You just need to clean it up and cure it with a little cooking oil, and you're good to go. And he was, as I was leaving last week, he was preparing to do so and get his cast iron cookware back in service. That's some of the essentials. Cast iron cookware is one of the essentials that should be part of anybody's kit for a base camp, too heavy to carry around in the bush. Another break coming up. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 18th of February, 2007. Well, I ran off another 50 copies of my article, No Need for Panic. It's becoming a quite regular event. We get orders every week after I'm on the show, on the air here, people wanting to know what the deal is with this article. 18 pages with footnotes, a bibliography, list of websites, No Need for Panic, $5. Maybe the best $5 you ever spent. It gives the reality of global warming as opposed to the science fiction of global warming. In fact, I'm looking at doing a seminar and working on the planning stages right now, the first one. It'll be titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. A lot of deception out there, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, when it comes to the mass media, everything you hear about global warming will have a lot of deception in it. Now, there'll be some science. Don't get me wrong. There'll be a lot of science. And mixed in with the science will be science fiction. People behind this have very specific goals they want to meet. The main goal being to distract and obfuscate timeline. That's the primary goal. That's the main goal. That's the holy grail of the people behind promoting these issues publicly and in the mainstream media. They don't want you to know what the real timeline is. They want you to believe their fictitious timeline. Here is the fictitious timeline, as stated by Al Gore, as stated by Jim Hansen, the director of the NASA Goddard Space Institute. He is also President Bush's top climate modeler. The fictitious timeline as follows. 9 years in the future, in 2016, things will start to get bad. What things? Rising ocean levels and climate change. And in the middle of the century, 2050, things will really get bad. What things? Once again, rising ocean levels and climate change. That's the fictitious timeline. Now, what feeds into that is another fantasy, that what's going on is caused by CO2 greenhouse gases produced by human activity. A massive deception. Of course, if they convince people that human activity causes global warming, then they can also give people hope and distract them by believing that human activity can change, slow down, or stop global warming. That gives people hope, and it's a massive distraction. That's what it is. The real timeline, it's in my paper. The real timeline is the U.S. government begins evacuating their own people in January 2009. That's in 22 months, and they complete their evacuations in December 2009. That's 34 months. Now, they wouldn't undertake such a massive logistical nightmare to move tens of thousands of people, their adult children, their children, their, you know, juvenile children, their parents, pets, away from the Gulf Coast, East Coast, West Coast, and Great Lakes, unless they absolutely had to, and they won't do it to the last minute. The last minute is 34 months from now, ladies and gentlemen. That's the real timeline. Not 2050. Not 2016. The last minute is 34 months from now. That's what they want you to believe, and I assure you they will be 99% successful in convincing the people of this country and the people of this world that that's the real timeline. Things won't get really bad until 2050. They will be absolutely successful with 99% of the population. Now, it's not just the U.S. government that's taking these precautions. All the major governments that have the resources to do so are making similar preparations for their people, as is the Vatican, as is Walmart. That's just the ones I happen to know about personally. I'm sure that the top people in General Motors and Chrysler and Ford and Xerox, the Fortune 500 companies, most of them have access to the same information I have access to. They'll be taking care of their people, their top people, not the forklift drivers, although they may need a few laborers to meet the needs of the top executives. I'm sure they'll be taken care of when they have their shelters built and stocked and supplied. So what are you going to do the next 34 months? Not a lot of time. Not a lot of time. The Christmas decorations will be back up in the shops in about 9 months in 2007. Not even that long. This is February already. Christmas decorations will be up in 7 months. In 2007. 7 months. It'll be Christmas time again coming up. Now, this 34 months will pass very quickly. It's not much time to do what needs to be done. To acquire the skills you need to acquire. The training you need to acquire. A safe haven for yourself and your loved ones, away from major population centers, away from major bodies of water, hopefully in the middle of the country someplace. I was on a nationwide speaking tour in January 05 on this topic for the Prophecy Club. They had me in Detroit, Birmingham, Alabama, over in Chicago, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, all over the country. I was on the Detroit speaking engagement during a break, a three-hour presentation. I had an audience member come up to me and say, John, I'm in the insurance industry. We've wondered for years, we people in the insurance industry wondered for years, why in the world are so many retired Navy people living in the zip codes of the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks? Now I know. I've heard your presentation, now I know. This is something that almost all Navy submarine veterans retired the last 20 years now. Many other Navy people know, apparently. I've been meeting these guys all over the Ozarks. That the Ozarks are considered by the U.S. Navy, and they tell so in their classified briefings to their own people, that the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks is one of the safest places on the planet you can be for the following reasons. Distance from major bodies of water, altitude above sea level, mild climate, relatively mild climate. We get some winter, but not nearly what they get a few hundred miles north of here. And distance from major population centers. For all those reasons, the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks are regarded as a safe haven. I have people, they say, well, how about the Rocky Mountains, John? My response is, how many people grow enough food to live on in the Rocky Mountains? Not many. Not many. There's other places, North Dakota, South Dakota. You may convince some wheat to come out of the ground, but try to have a vegetable garden in North Dakota. You have very short growing seasons in parts of the country. The farther north you go, the shorter the growing seasons. You've got parts of this country that have been settled since World War II because of the benefits of electricity, providing air conditioning, where normal people don't want to live without the benefits of air conditioning in those parts of the world. We have parts of the United States that are very, very dry. You get out west and you can go for miles at a time and never see a tree. That's because of the lack of water, among other things. Soil conditions, climate, primarily lack of water. It's very dry areas in the western part of the United States. Which brings us back to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. Mild climate, plenty of water, lack of densely populated cities. Great place to be. That's why I'm down here. I have family ties and cultural ties down here, but I think I would be down here despite not having those things if I didn't have them. You need to consider those things. What are you going to do the next 34 months? Are you going to get your paramedic training or EMT training at your local junior college? You may be able to save a life, possibly the life of somebody you love, with that kind of training and the equipment to go along with it. Are you going to get skilled in the use of handguns, rifles, and shotguns? Skilled to the point where you can disassemble that firearm blindfolded? I can do that. Are you going to acquire the skills of the backpacker, where you can cross-country navigate? Not with GPS, that's handy, but using a map and compass? Where you learn field hygiene skills, where you can keep yourself clean and healthy out in the bush? Prepare a meal, a tasty meal, a hot meal when it's 10 degrees out in the bush, and consume it and clean up afterwards. The only way to acquire these skills is to get out and do it. Watching a video is not going to teach you the skills. Reading a book is not going to teach you the skills. It's days after day after day of being out there in the bush, doing these routine things, what we call backpacking, what we call cross-country navigation, learning the skills by doing it. Now you have what appears to be the luxury of time. Hopefully we do have 34 months plus. I don't know. And I do happen to know the government timetable, but I don't know the future, quite frankly. The government timetable and the future are not necessarily the same. If we got 34 months, God bless us. That's 34 months to prepare and train and get your logistics squared away, get your spiritual life in order. Mental preparedness is probably the single most important thing. We know from the experience of POWs in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, that the men in the POW camps who had strong spiritual beliefs and values had a much higher rate of surviving the POW camps than those that did not. Not even debatable. We know that, and it is a fact, that the men with strong spiritual and religious beliefs had a much higher chance of surviving these camps. Think about that for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you have time now to get your spiritual life in order, whatever that means for you. I am a born-again Christian. I don't wear it on my sleeve. That is my faith. I believe in the God of Moses and Abraham. And the King James Bible is, if I only had one book in my library, that would be it. The next book would be Special Forces Operational Techniques, 1965 edition, what I sometimes refer to as Portable War. I need to inventory that book and sell it on my website. I haven't been able to do so yet. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's some interesting things there. There's some interesting links and some products that you can't get anyplace else, my book and my videos on DVD. But check it out, thelibertyman.com. Getting back to skills. If you're a regular listener, you know you've heard this before, you're going to hear it again, over and over again. I'm working on communications right now myself. I'm always learning more. I'm learning about getting surplus police Motorola radios and having them reprogrammed so that they're suitable for my purposes. I am a licensed ham operator. KB0QJV is my call sign. It's a skill that I'm glad I have. I have a lot more to learn. I don't know it all. Don't pretend to. I work with technicians who know far more than I do how to take these surplus police Motorola radios, clean them up, get them reprogrammed, put them back into service. I like Motorolas. They're simple. They're tough. They're cop-proof. Any piece of electronic equipment that can stand up to a cop has to be tough. No doubt about it. It has to be coffee-proof and donut-proof. Communications is frequently the difference between life and death in a fast-moving emergency, or even a slow-moving emergency, as far as that goes. You're paying attention, I hope you were, during the events of Labor Day weekend when Hurricane Katrina was going on. You saw that the difference that communications can make, the difference in losing lives and saving lives that communications makes. These are skills that you must have, and you must have the equipment to go along with it. Professional-grade equipment, hopefully. So you can talk effectively to those you need to talk to, and they can talk back to you effectively and immediately when the need arises. It's not optional. Failure to do so can have drastic, severe, and permanent consequences. Absolutely permanent consequences, as in severe injury and death. Injury, disfigurement, and death. I mean, how graphic do you want me to be? optional, ladies and gentlemen. You have to acquire these skills. You have to acquire this equipment. I'm not selling used Motorola police radios. You have to find them on your own. eBay is a great place. You have to talk to a technician that knows what to get, because you can end up buying a pig in a poke, so to speak. Use one of my grandmother's phrases. There's a lot of junk out there for sale at flea markets and on eBay and so forth. And if you don't know what you're doing, you can spend a lot of money and have basically an expensive paperweight. And don't just, you get off the, you know, when the show's over here, don't just get on eBay and start ordering used Motorola police radios. You're going to be very not happy with the result. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm. There will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 18th of February, 2007. Welcome back. I was talking earlier about equipment maintenance, and I guess I need to mention that a way to simplify equipment maintenance and logistics is to get the AMSOIL oil additive for your two-cycle engines.
If you're around any farms or ranches, and I am because I live in ranch country, you know, my neighbors are cattle ranchers out here, and horses, cattle and horses is what people raise. You're going to see multiple two-cycle gas-powered pieces of equipment, leaf blowers, chainsaws, pumps, all kinds of different things. And you'll also see multiple red plastic cans with different mixtures of oil to gas for these two-cycle engines. It gets to be problematic, quite frankly. And that's where AMSOIL comes in. One additive at one ratio for all your two-cycle engines. And you get better performance on top of it. That's a pretty good deal. If you want to know more about AMSOIL and related products, we got a pre-recovered spot that runs here, too. You need to talk to Evelyn Brown Monday through Friday during normal business hours at this 800 toll-free number. It's 800-303-5902. 800-303-5902. Evelyn Brown would be glad to help you. They have a website. It's kmt-usa.com, kilomiketangle-usa.com. Some interesting products that you would have difficulty getting other places, like the Power Pulse. I just put a Power Pulse device on my new Lincoln that I got, my Lincoln Town Car, and it will help that battery last easily twice as long with full power, no diminished power along the way. That's what I've had for success out of these people and these products in the past 10 years or so I've been using them. They really work fine. Freeze Dry Guy sent me a note. I don't promote very many things of this nature, but he's sent a note about these Border Patrol agents that were prosecuted by their bosses, the federal government, put in prison for shooting a drug runner in the butt. Now they're locked up and their families are hurting. There's two trust funds, one for Agent Ramos and one for Agent Compean, C-O-M-P-E-A-N. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. So you need to specify which check goes to which agent. I would suggest splitting your donation down the middle and writing a check for each agent so that their families can get a little help from me. Both families can get some help. P.O. box with six digits. I'll read the P.O. box number in a moment here. Get your pencils ready. El Paso, Texas. Well, here's the P.O. box. 972-925. I say again, 972-925. El Paso, Texas. The zip code is 979-925. I say again, 979-925. And they have a website. The people helping these families have a website. And here it is, agentramos.com. Real simple, agentramos.com. Break coming up, top of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be back after top of the hour.